dragons. Four fully grown, enormous, vicious-looking dragons were rearing on their hind legs inside an enclosure fenced with thick planks of wood, roaring and snorting. Torrents of fire were shooting into the dark sky from their open, fanged mouths, 50 feet above the ground, on their outstretched necks. There was a silvery-blue one with long, pointed horns snapping and snarling at the wizards on the ground. A smooth-scaled green one, which was writhing and stamping with all its might. A red one, with an odd fringe of fine gold spikes around its face, which was shooting mushroom-shaped fire clouds into the air. And a gigantic black one, more lizard-like than the others, which was nearest to them. At least 30 wizards, 7 or 8 to each dragon, were attempting to control them, pulling on the chains connected to heavy leather straps around their necks and legs. Mesmerized, Harry looked up, high above him, and saw the eyes of the black dragon, with vertical pupils like a cat's, bulging with either fear or rage, he couldn't tell which. It was making a horrible noise, a yowling, screeching scream. "Keep back there, Hagrid!" yelled a wizard near the fence, straining on the chain he was holding. "They can shoot fire at a range of 20 feet, you know. I've seen this horntail do 40."
"Isn't it beautiful?" said Hagrid softly.
"It's no good!" yelled another wizard. "Stunning spells! On the count of 3!"
Harry saw each of the dragon keepers pull out his wand.
"Stupefy!"
they shouted in unison. And the stunning spells shot into the darkness like fiery rockets, bursting in showers of stars on the dragon's scaly hides. Harry watched the dragon nearest to them teeter dangerously on its back legs, its jaws stretched wide in a suddenly silent howl. Its nostrils were suddenly devoid of flame, though still smoking. Then, very slowly, it fell. Several tons of sinewy, scaly black dragon hit the ground with a thud that Harry could have sworn had made the trees behind him quake. The dragon keepers lowered their wands and walked forwards to their fallen charges, each of which was the size of a small hill. They hurried to tighten the chains and fasten them securely to iron pegs, which they forced deep into the ground with their wands.
"Want a closer look?"
Hagrid asked Madame Maxime excitedly. The pair of them moved right up to the fence, and Harry followed. The wizard who had warned Hagrid not to come any closer turned, and Harry realized who it was. Charlie Weasley.
"All right, Hagrid," he panted, coming over to talk. "They should be okay now. We put them out with a sleeping draught on the way here. Thought it might be better for them to wake up in the dark and the quiet, but, like you saw, they weren't happy. Not happy at all."
"What breeds you got here, Charlie?"
said Hagrid, gazing at the closest dragon, the black one, with something close to reverence. Its eyes were still just open. Harry could see a strip of gleaming yellow beneath its wrinkled black eyelid.
"This is a Hungarian horntail," said Charlie. "There's a common Welsh green over there, the smaller one, a Swedish short snout, that blue-grey, and a Chinese fireball, that's the red."
Charlie looked around. Madame Maxime was strolling away around the edge of the enclosure, gazing at the stunned dragons.
"I didn't know you were bringing her, Hagrid," Charlie said, frowning. "The champions aren't supposed to know what's coming. She's bound to tell her student, isn't she?"
"Just thought she'd like to see him,"
shrugged Hagrid, still gazing enraptured at the dragons.
"Really romantic date, Hagrid," said Charlie, shaking his head.
"4. said Hagrid.
"So it's 1 for each of the champions, is it? What have they got to do? Fight 'em?"
"Just get past them, I think," said Charlie.
"We'll be on hand if it gets nasty. Extinguishing spells at the ready. They wanted nesting mothers. I don't know why, but I tell you this, I don't envy the one who gets the horn tail. Vicious thing. Its back end's as dangerous as its front. Look."
Charlie pointed towards the horntail's tail, and Harry saw long, bronze-coloured spikes protruding along it every few inches. 5 of Charlie's fellow keepers staggered up to the horntail at that moment, carrying a clutch of huge granite-grey eggs between them in a blanket. They placed them carefully at the horntail's side.
Hagrid let out a moan of longing.
"I've got them counted, Hagrid," said Charlie sternly.
Then he said, "How's Harry?"
"Fine," said Hagrid. He was still gazing at the eggs. "Just hope he's still fine after he's faced this lot," said Charlie grimly, looking out over the dragon's enclosure. "I didn't dare tell Mum what he's got to do for the first task. She's already having kittens about him." Charlie imitated his mother's anxious voice. "How could they let him enter that tournament? He's much too young. I thought they were all safe. I thought there was going to be an age limit." She was in floods after that Daily Prophet article about him. "He still cries about his parents. Oh, bless him, I never knew."
Harry had had enough. Trusting to the fact that Hagrid wouldn't miss him, with the attractions of four dragons and Madame Maxime to occupy him, he turned silently and began to walk away, back to the castle. He didn't know whether he was glad he'd seen what was coming or not. Perhaps this way was better. The first shock was over now. Maybe if he had seen the dragons for the first time on Tuesday, he would have passed out cold in front of the whole school. But maybe he would anyway. He was going to be armed with his wand, which just now felt like nothing more than a narrow strip of wood, against a 50-foot-high, scaly, spike-ridden, fire-breathing dragon, and he had to get past it, with everyone watching. How?